The Ear, Evangelical and Reformed, Christian Podcast. Welcome to The Ear, the Evangelical and Reformed, a Christian podcast that urges you to think deeper and draws you closer to God through faith. Through powerful sermons, teaching segments, and discussions, The Ear hopes to give you a different perspective on secular topics from a Christian worldview. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Please welcome your host, Brandon Queen.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to read from Romans chapter 8, verse 18. It says this: I am not sure what we are suffering now cannot compare with the glory that will be shown to us. You know, a lot of us, we suffer or we deal with different things that can set back, that can be setbacks in our lives. We get caught up in everyday drama, if you will. We get caught up with family issues, friend issues, marital issues, whatever. And we tend to let that knock us down. But just keep in mind that the suffering we suffer now, or we think we're suffering now, God will show his glory to us on that great day. And I want you guys to stay tuned to what God is doing in your lives and start to journal or document those good things that he's doing in your life so you can have a reminder of what he is doing for you and through you. And keep in mind that it's not just, oh, let me mark down all the good things that God is doing and make it seem like, you know, your life is all peaches and cream. You know, as Christians, we will suffer. We will be put to the fire and to the test, and we have to be ready. But just keep in mind that our suffering will then turn into glory. And, you know, we have to remember, we have to renew ourselves every day. We have to die to self every day. And, you know, we have to just look forward and keep our eyes to the hills. And we have to look up to the heavens from which our help comes from. We have to be optimistic about things and not just look at the negative. We have to avoid the nonsense. We have to fight the good fight. We have to be thankful, you know, and remember those times of grace. And constantly look to Christ. Pray without ceasing. You know, pray for your aching heart. Pray for this aching earth, that God would reveal his glory to us time and time again, as he already has. And I hope this is a great motivational tip for you for today and the rest of this week. Now for some disturbing news. This is the last Motivation Monday for now. I am going to be out of town at my congregation's General Assembly, which means I will be traveling next week and a couple of weeks after, and I won't have time to continue on with the Motivation Mondays. So we're going to put this on pause for now. And, you know, just continue doing our weekly posts, weekly episodes on Fridays at 9 o'clock. And we do have a new segment coming out. I'm not going to name it because I'm still working out the kinks, and it will replace Motivation Monday. And I think it'll be a better fit for the listeners. So God bless you. I look forward to getting you guys a new episode on Friday and upcoming Fridays. And also stay tuned for season 3. We're going to tackle a book, and I think you guys are going to enjoy this book and enjoy my conversations with the author. So again, God bless you and stay tuned for Friday and have a great week.
You have reached the end of yet another episode from The Ear. We hope that God's word remains on the ears of the listeners. We pray that this podcast would urge you to go forth and spread his good news to the world. Thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. See you at the next episode. God bless you, and may his glory shine upon you.